Bernie Sanders was announcing that he was going to be a candidate for the nomination of the Democratic Party in Burlington, Vermont. I was the only cable host between Fox, MSNBC, and CNN that was there live to cover it. Now, there were live cameras there, but we had coordinated with the Sanders campaign that at 5 o'clock he was going to make his announcement, and we were going to cover this on the Ed Show. I go to Bernie Sanders' house that afternoon and interview in the backyard, about a 15-minute interview. The grandkids are running around. It's a big day for the Sanders family. He's going to announce that he's running for president. We're going to carry it live later on in the day, and we're going to run this one-on-one tape with Bernie. 3,000 people are there on Lake Champlain. It's 5 minutes to air, and I get a phone call from Phil Griffin. You're not covering this. I said, Phil, Bernie Sanders is announcing he's running for president. He's going to be a president. I don't care. You're not covering this. And it got rather contentious. Now you're asking me for opinion. I'm giving you fact right now about what happened. And other people who were there with me will attest to the fact and back me up that this is what happened. We were told that we had to cover something down in Texas that was totally meaningless, and another press conference in Baltimore, which was already had been in the news for a few days. We're covering Bernie Sanders live. We're coordinated with his campaign, and I'm told 5 minutes before, you're not covering Bernie Sanders. Now, let me give you the opinion. I think the Clintons were connected to Andy Lack, connected at the hip. I think that they didn't want anybody in their primetime or anywhere in their lineup supporting Bernie Sanders. I think that they were in the tank for Hillary Clinton, and I think it was managed, and 45 days later I was out at MSNBC. And I thought it stunk. They gave me my contract. I signed a non-disclosure agreement and also a no-bad-mouthing agreement, which I felt good with, because I thought that this was overtime, all going to wash out. And I knew if Bernie Sanders didn't win, he was going to run again, because the man is determined. So I was patient and took my money and went on. But the fact of the matter is, I think I've got a hell of a story to tell. And when you see how the campaign unfolded, Donna Brazile feeding Hillary Clinton questions at the campaign, the DNC undercutting Bernie Sanders, the superdelegates that were organized by Hillary Clinton. I mean, in my state of Minnesota, where I'm a resident and pay taxes, Al Franken and Amy Klobuchar were superdelegates, and despite the fact that Bernie Sanders won Minnesota, they supported Clinton. It was the fix was in. The fix was in with the mainstream media. The fix was in with managing the news and shutting down Bernie Sanders. And it wasn't until he started matching the Clintons and raising money that he became, well, we got to cover this guy. But from the start, the Clintons didn't want any competition. They didn't want Bernie Sanders around. They didn't want the Keystone XL pipeline. They didn't want to push her on that issue. They didn't want to push her on free education for all. And they certainly didn't want to push her on the TPP and also universal health care. Those were four main issues that Bernie Sanders, had he not been in the campaign, Hillary Clinton would have never had to address. And so I think the fix was in early on to deep six Bernie. To this day, it kind of pisses me off.